Hi guys, thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. This week features Pat Grossi, aka Active Child. I had a chance to chat with Pat over the phone just after his West Coast tour. I first asked Pat about his love of singing and how he discovered it, as well as his involvement with the Philadelphia Boys Choir when he was younger.
At a pretty young age, I mean, that's kind of one of the things that spawned the name for the band Active Child. There was a lot of stories of that my mom told me about being just kind of obsessed with singing and obsessed, I guess, in a lot of ways, just being an audiophile and just kind of sitting with my head to the speaker and just really absorbing anything that was coming off the radio and just like memorizing melodies and singing them. But I think just as a vocalist, I really kind of grew a lot when I joined the choir, the Philadelphia Boys Choir, when I was 9, and sang with them for about 4 years, and that was like, I think that was pretty instrumental in just building my voice and just becoming, a better singer and just more aware of a different style of music other than kind of pop, classical pop.
Interesting. And how did you become involved with the Philadelphia Boys Choir?
What happened? I was singing like in a choir at like my elementary school at the time, which I think a lot of people grew up doing. And then the choir director pulled me aside and she said, "Hey, man, I think you have a really nice voice. You should try to pursue this other choir, a larger choir in the city." And so I got really excited about that. And when my mom picked up from school, I said, "Hey, you know, will you drive me into the city? I'd like to audition for this choir." And she said, "Sure." So she drove me into Philly and I auditioned. And I got in.
I hope you're enjoying my conversation with Active Child. Next, we talked a little bit about modern technology and how we embraced it for the recording of his latest record, You're All I See, which was released this year on Vagrant Records. We also talked a little bit about his songwriting style and the process of it.
I think that's really what I think inspired me most to actually start recording music is I started assembling a lot of these programs and synthesizers, and I was just just really excited and inspired by new sounds and new ways of like experimenting with my voice and kind of manipulating it and pitching it and using harmonizers, and there's just all these new toys to play with. And before that I had been really kind of ignorant to all that. I played just mostly guitar and harp and just was kind of, that's what I did. I'd play a song or I'd sing along with an instrument, and then suddenly I was given all these other programs and things to kind of manipulate, and it was like, wow, this is amazing, and so in a lot of ways the songs that I first recorded, like on the EP, were me just kind of experimenting with all these new toys that I have, and I think that just became more and more advanced as I got closer to the record, and that's where I am at now. I think initially there were a lot of artists that I was listening to that were inspiring me electronically, like The Knife or M83 or LCD Sound System, or these different groups that were kind of doing some really cool stuff with synthesizers in their voice and creating these really kind of epic landscapes, which was what I found most inspirational. And then that was combined with me kind of doing a lot of my own just experimenting and kind of just getting lost in these different programs and spending hours and hours and hours just kind of manipulating sounds and finding things that were interesting. So I think it was a combination of what I was listening to and just being genuinely like excited about having something new. It's like recently I bought a new synthesizer and it's got all these new preset sounds in it that I've never heard before, and suddenly I'm like, wow, like I'm hearing like new melodies and new ways of kind of composing things. So it's like it's cool to it's a cool time to be making music, because there's so much to play with. It's almost like overwhelming sometimes, but at the same time it's definitely something that propels you forward and makes you want to like keep writing new things. So I think it's like a million times more accessible than if say back in the day. I can't even imagine trying to, if I was working on tape machine and trying to like compose something and like gluing pieces of tape together and editing that way. It's just like a complete nightmare to me.
That was the song Ancient I from Active Child off the record You're All I See. If you want more information about Active Child, you can go to www.activechild.com. Or if you'd like any tour news, Active Child is hitting the road with M83 for a whole bunch of dates starting in mid-October, I believe. So you can check the website about that. We next chatted a little bit about making videos and his inspirations from visual media. And curiously, his exposure to the early days of the LA gangster rap scene.
Well, and I have to ask you this, what was it like growing up being, because I read this, I'm pretty sure it's true, but being exposed to all the rap music. I understand your dad worked for Priority Records. That was a pretty important, that was a pretty important label, I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I think an incredibly influential label as far as propelling, you know, gangster and rap music and a lot of the controversial music that pretty much no one in the music industry wanted to touch until they made it, you know, acceptable, or at least until they made it clear that you could make a ton of money off of it, you know?
Yeah.
And then everyone else wanted a piece, but it was cool, you know. I mean, I think growing up, like, all my friends were like, oh, you know, like, it was cool to be kind of connected to that world. But yeah, no, it was definitely like a cool factor where I was like, yeah, I got the new 2001 Chronic, like,
yeah.
Like, I'm up early, you want to hear it, you know?
Yeah.
it was definitely something cool to have, and it's, you know, it's still cool to this day. It was so surprising, like, hey, you know, I'm going to the Bone Thugs show, you want to come? I'm like, I mean, how many dads are there out there where you can be like, yeah, I'm going to Bone Thugs with my dad tonight?
Not
well, the visual world is definitely a huge inspiration for me musically. I spend a lot of time at home, kind of using old movies and stuff like that, kind of to create moods while I'm writing and stuff like that. So visuals are big for me. Up until this point, it's been pretty much very much like directors will send a treatment, and you know, I'll review them and make suggestions, or you know, whichever one I think is the strongest to go with. But I haven't. Up until this point, I haven't really sat down and tried to fully script out the treatment, you know.
If you'd like a bit more information about the Northern Transmissions podcast, you can check out our brand new website at www.northerntransmissions.com, wherein you can download a whole lot of other conversations I've had with various artists. You can also follow us on Twitter at Northern Trans, as well as via email at northerntransmissions@gmail.com. So, thanks again for listening. A couple of more things I talked about with Active Child. We discussed his collaboration with How to Dress Well on the track Playing House, and the future of his music, and moving in a bit more of an organic direction.
That started out, I mean, we were just kind of emailing back and forth. He reached out to me a while ago, and just kind of shot me like a short email saying, hey man, like, I really dig what you're doing. I feel like we have a lot in common musically. Like, we should try to do something together in the future. And it, like, I had heard his music already, and I was a fan of his as well. And so I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome, you know? And then we were both kind of touring and busy, and we never really got a chance to catch up. And then I had some time to write for the album, like in November of last year, and wrote the demo for Playing House and finished it. And I was kind of like having trouble writing the second verse, but you know, suddenly a light bulb went off, and I'm like, this is perfect. This would be perfect to just like trade verses. And so I sent Tom the demo, and, he sent me his verse like the next day, and I was like, damn, this is perfect, you know? And so then he, coincidentally, was just flying out to LA for a show at the Echo out here. And so I picked him up from the airport and went to the studio and recorded his verse before his show. at night, and that was that.
Do you see yourself in the future working with a bit, maybe moving in a different direction, like using more natural instrumentation, like embracing that instead of a lot more of the modern technology?
I really do. And I felt like I was kind of moving in that direction near the end of the writing process on this album. But I'm definitely fully open and very curious about pursuing, like, maybe more, like, composing more string sections and using more live recorded material instead of so much drum programming and stuff like that. So I'm hoping to pursue that more in future recordings and just trying to, you know, keep people on their toes and keep myself on my own toes and hopefully surprise myself and surprise everyone else. You know, I think that's what's important is to always be, you know, excited about what you're doing and never get stuck into a corner.
Thanks very much for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Active Child, Pat Grossi. Please check out their website, www.activechild.com, for any information about the band. Any inquiries about the show, you can always email us at northerntransmissions@gmail.com. Big thank you to my new producer, engineer extraordinaire, Spencer Carson, for doing an amazing job. Let's listen to the title track off the 2011 Vagrant release, You're All I See.
So